Hillary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Spring Into Dance, some of the highlights for those who are going to be attending.
Certainly. There are quite a few highlights. We have two very strong acts, and every concert seems to have its own feel. And so I think that watching the show over the past few nights of dress rehearsals, I think that this show's feel is kind of quirky. There are several pieces that have a little bit of quirk. And starting from the beginning, there's sort of a quirky play on bustles and using the bustles to highlight the choreography. And then to the end of the show with a very, very high energy, quirky number titled Caffeinated. So the highlights are sort of in the little quirky numbers. And also we have four very strong student choreographed works in this concert. And I always think that's a highlight because seeing what our own students here at Southeast can come up with really impresses me and inspires me.
Tell us a little bit about the guest choreographer who's been a part of this.
Right. Our guest choreographer this semester was Larry Kegwin, and he is the one who choreographed our final piece, Caffeinated. And he is a choreographer who started his own company on a whim with a friend, and he's gone really, really far in the past few years. He has a quirky sensibility about him, and his work really excites the audiences and uses different things for his inspiration, models, and for this piece, caffeine. And it's based on the idea that there's a Starbucks on every corner and everyone is just always high on caffeine and espresso. And it just keeps you going on a ride that never stops. And it's fast and it's high-paced, and it uses, you know, cheerleading movements and dance movements, and it's really funny and fun at the same time.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if there's any, can you have too much caffeine, but that's probably another discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Tell us about, for those who have loved and lost, and that's yours, I believe.
Yes, it is my piece of choreography, and I've actually had this piece ruminating in the back of my mind for several years, and I heard some Patsy Cline music. I think it might have actually been on KRCU. And I had never really thought about her music before, but I always have enjoyed her music and Johnny Cash and that sort of vein of country music. And it's just, it's so real and so dramatic and has so much raw gut emotion in the music that I just had to grab onto it. And so I really sort of play with that fine line between sort of fake drama that sort of lends itself to comedy and the real drama that is real life when you do go through heartaches and relationships and things like that. And so it starts with a breakup and five girls coming out being very heartbroken in their movements, and then ends with a partnering piece for three couples titled Back in Baby's Arms. And it's just, it ends with okay, relationships do have their really great moments and things can come in and come out and end very well. So it uses her music to emphasize relationships that we all go through.
Well, this seems to me, based on what you're telling us, that this will be a concert that people will be able to relate to in a lot of different levels, in a lot of different ways. It's pretty broad.
Yes, very much so, very much so. My piece, I think, certainly with the relationships, everybody's gone through these things. Everybody at some point has probably felt the emotions that Patsy Cline is singing about. And, you know, Caffeinated, everyone has visited Starbucks and things like that. And there are lots of other pieces that really do have something for the audience to connect with.
The other thing I noted before we go here is, and I guess this is something that Mark Strauss is doing. He's doing two dances for the concert, and one has to do with Hugh Laurie, who was on the TV show House for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't know if that many people know that he is actually a singer, and he has a really, really great voice, very rough voice, and he's singing Police Dog Blues, and it's a really great solo for one of our junior dance majors, and it's a really nice piece that tells a very clear story. I think the audience will relate to it and really enjoy the strong dancing of our dancer, Zach McMahon, who's in the piece.
Sounds like a great concert. Hillary Peterson, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.